Now, this week is Reconciliation Week with the theme of Don't Keep History a Mystery. In the lead-up to this week, African-American academic Dr. Benjamin Rees has been visiting Australia. He's the Vice President for International Equity at Duke University in North Carolina. The Wire's Sarah Martin asked Dr. Rees about his impressions of racism in Australia and how relationships between black and white Australia could be improved.
I think leadership is important. So having leaders that make deep cultural understanding a prerequisite for being hired, and they hold people accountable. And I want to make it clear that the focus on implicit bias doesn't replace the focus on entrenched and systematic racism. It doesn't replace structural inequalities around gender. It doesn't replace systemic issues related to being gay, lesbian, transgender. But I think implicit bias is a critical component in building an equitable and fair work environment, healthcare environment, but it certainly doesn't replace what needs to be an ongoing focus on structural issues of racism and sexism.
How do you think we stack up in terms of how we as a nation are dealing with those issues?
Well, the strong caveat is that I have just arrived, and I recognize that my viewpoint is as a foreigner. But I think the sort of plight, the history of Aboriginal people, and the ways in which aspects of their condition today hasn't significantly changed over the years just pains me and leads me to wonder about leadership, the role of structural racism, and the ways in which people have or haven't intervened. So I want to learn more, but it's painful.
From the lessons of the United States and the progress that has taken place there in terms of those systemic issues, what steps could be taken here in Australia to affect meaningful change?
As I was watching the film that I just saw, Utopia, incredible parallels, not only historical, but parallels to what's happening today to black people, to Latino people, in terms of housing issues with police, certainly healthcare issues, just the powerlessness in terms of political action that occurs in the United States. So there are lots of different parallels. I don't know how much Australians can learn from the U.S. experience. It's more how the two experiences parallel each other and how we can learn from each other.
Something that's a challenge here is that people define a way forward and want to take control of that and move towards that for a couple of years, and it gets undermined and changed. Is that the same situation in America, or is there a bit more of a capacity to set a path and stick to it?
I think it is a worldwide or maybe a human issue that those with resources and in power don't always have the motivation to sort of stick with social change long term. And so it takes either those rare individuals or some structural change in a country that prompts people, that, as we say in America, holds their feet to the fire, keeps them focused long term. Because I think if you're in a position of power, there often isn't an inherent motivation to continue to use your own power and resources to help those who are less fortunate.
Vice President for Institutional Equity at Duke University and Duke University Health System, Dr. Benjamin Rees there, speaking to The Wire's Sarah Martin.